Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we are back. Thank you. I am so glad to be back. Man, y'all just don't understand. Man, I had to take my whole computer apart last night. I'm telling you, man, that was a lot of work. Then, you know, I had to go back and try and find some updates and this and that and the other. And vacuum it out, and man, I'm telling you, I worked hard last night. But hopefully we got everything straightened out now. Blog Talk got their stuff squared away. Mr. Talk got his stuff squared away. And together, we going to have us a good show. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping anyway. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Oh, I see my chat room coordinator is in the house already. Hey, Antoinette. And, you know, I always got to send you them kisses. Yeah, I got to send you those kisses because you're so sweet. And then, of course, we have guest 1065 in the house. Welcome to the show. Man, I'm telling you. Oh, it's feeling pretty good right about now. Feeling pretty good. Yeah, you know, I always have to send my co-host a little special something, too, you know, because I got to admit, she's been here for me. She's been here last couple of days handling business while I've been struggling. So, hey, kudos to my co-host. I don't care what y'all say. She's not going anywhere. She's my co-host, and that's the way it's going to be. Get used to it. Oh, man, I tell you. Anyway, so y'all know. We got a good show planned for you today, but before I get to that, if you want to be a part of the conversation today, just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, and don't forget the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk, all one word, and hey, you get in here. I mean, the conversation in the chat room sometimes is just off the chain, you know. So if you can't call in, you know, just get in the chat room. Oh, you'd be surprised at the conversations that go on there also. All right. So, you know, some of the things we're going to be talking about today is real, man. I'm telling you, I got some stuff for you. We're going to be talking about Arizona governor vetoing the anti-gay bill. I have my thoughts on that also. And let's see, what else we have for you today? I'm telling you, we got a couple of things for you. The 12 years of slave to be incorporated in high school curriculum. That's going to be interesting. And what else going on? They're building a African-American Smithsonian History Museum in the National Mall. So, you know, there's some things going on out there that we're going to talk about, that's for sure. And, you know, I don't know how far we're going to get in all of them, but we're going to get to some of them. In fact, with the Arizona bill, I got a couple of clips I'm going to play later on, and, you know, we're going to talk about that. Jimmy the Bum is in the house. Jimmy the Bum, ain't that something? That's a heck of a name right there. One heck of a name. Well, anyway, so we good. Now, let's see. I see we got somebody on the line here. Let me see, because I'm looking at my switchboard and something went haywire. So let me bring 302 in. Hello, how are you today?
Hello, Mr. Talk. I'm well, thank you, and yourself. Hello, Sister Agonia.
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah, Sister Agonia, you on mute or something?
No, I don't have her on mute. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I did. No, I didn't. Yeah, okay. Now she back. Okay. Yeah, I did it. Okay. I'm a little busty.
Well,
she put her hand
now.
Down. You know what it is? She put her hand down, so that wasn't on me. That was
No, I didn't, Mr. Talk. Something's going on.
I know
on.
He's telling me. Now, see.
No. Oh,
look,
something's going on?
I have something that I'm going to put in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but you haven't did your, you do your quote and music yet?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Okay, well, I put the link in the chat room, but I will tell you after the quote and the music.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. All right, so.
Yeah, now you got your system fully together today, right? No
Amen.
Bugs, no
I'm
no shortages.
Not. Look, all the work I did last night, all the work I did last night and this morning, it better not be no shortages. Trust me, if it's in shortages today, it's on Blog Talk.
Yeah, you were nice to Blog Talk, weren't you?
Yeah, I was nice to him.
Yeah, you know, you have to be nice to him.
Yeah, I know.
You got to stroke their ego a little, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little
yeah.
bit. Oh, Lord. Anyway. Just saying, go on anywhere you at, co-host.
Hey, Mr. Talk, I'm here. How are you doing, right. both of
you? Oh, hey, so
doing
yeah.
good.
Hey there.
Oh, we're doing wonderful. You ready for a great show today?
Yes, sir.
Nah, that's what I'm talking about. Me too. Hey, and you know what? I got to hold on. Wait a minute. The way it is, I got to show you some love there because you handled the business while I've been gone having these issues the last couple of days. So, you know, I got to show you some love because you did an outstanding job. So, yes.
Yes, you did.
Much appreciated. You know, much appreciated. So, it's always good to know when you're not there or something goes wrong, you got somebody to back you up and carry you on. And that you could depend on, and that's my co-host, y'all. So there, she's not going anywhere. Get used to it.
Well, why would she be going anywhere?
Huh?
Sister Agonia is. I said, why would she be going anywhere? Sister Agonia is at home.
Okay.
This is her home base.
That's her home base. Okay. All right. Well, since Wednesday, I didn't get a chance to play the jazz that we had picked out. I'm going to go ahead and play it today, and I hope y'all enjoy it because I got to find what the music is first, but I can find that. So while I'm going ahead and playing the music, I'll be back. Y'all enjoy. Here's your songs of the day.
Like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that
All right, there it was, y'all. There it was. I mean, that was so smooth. It calmed me down. I'm telling you, you can't ask for anything better than that. That was smooth. Let's see who we had on. Who did we have on that one? Oh, we had Astru Gilberto, girl from Panama. Then, of course, I know y'all know Winton and Gillis Marcellus, Pebble Beach. And then the last one was Dave Brubeck, Take Five. I'm telling you, that was mellow right there. If you were hype, it sure would calm you down. All right, great job, musical director. That was a good job there. All right, well, what you think about the music there, Sister Ngone, co-host? You like
yes,
that?
Yes, it was very nice. It was smooth, and I was especially excited when I heard a song from my father. I knew that was a remix, though, because it was by Somebody Silver, the original one. That's one of my favorite pieces. So everything was nice, as always. Thank you, music director.
All right. Let's not give the music director a big head. I still have to pay him. So. All right. Anyway, so that was your music for the day, y'all. And now we back on. Now, y'all know tomorrow is going to be hot and popping, so you better put on your dancing shoes, your chair dancing attire, because we partying tomorrow. That's right. Anyway, so.
Excuse me, Mr. Talk. Yeah. I have an urgent message.
Okay.
I have an urgent message from your music director. You must give her. She needs a clap.
Need a clap?
A clap. We got to have a clap right now.
Oh, wait a minute. Y'all not hijacking my show.
Come on, give it up, Mr. Talk.
Lord have mercy. Okay, I'm going to give it up. Here it is. Here it is right here. Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't. You gonna make me give somebody applause? Look at that boy! I tell you, y'all not right. I'm gonna have to renegotiate the contract if I'm getting ordered around. Oh Lord, have mercy. Okay. All right. Anyway, excuse me. It's that time, y'all, and we y'all get ready for this information right here. You know what? I'm working on some advertisement. I think I'll put it right in there, and then we have. But anyway, that's just a thought. Y'all weren't supposed to hear that. But anyway, it's time for our quote of the day from my co-host, Sister Ngone Al. So y'all sit back, get ready, put your thinking caps on, because here she is with the quote of the day.
It's very short and sweet, Mr. Talk. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. That's by Alice Walker.
Wow. Now, that's a way to bring it back, ain't it? The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. Ooh, man, I'm telling you, we can go way back with that one there. Oh, man, we can go way back. Oh, wow. Their power is by thinking they don't have any. And you know what? That's a great quote, especially with the opening stuff I'm going to talk about. Thank you, co-host. You were all right. That's outstanding there. Because you know what? That is so true. You know, if you don't think you have anything, you let people keep making you believe that, then you don't have anything. And that has been going on in our communities for so long. It's just... it's just in our minds now, you know, and that's one thing we have to get away from. Now, of course, that's just my take on it, but you know, that's what I'm reading the chat room, my bad, y'all, but that is, you know, that is something that's we have to get away from. But that is a great quote. It really is. What's your take on it there, co-host?
Well, I think it's pretty straightforward, and you know, like you said, you know, if you convince yourself that you don't have any power, then you don't. And it's not just, you know, I really resist labeling our community with that, But I'm not, you know, we have some great achievements among our people. They're hidden away in corporate America and hidden away here and there. And see, we don't often see the great things that we have, you know, contributed to the world history and to this society. You know, like, for instance, it's still February, so I guess I can go here. Like, just a reminder that the person of African descent, and I know you'll help me remember his name, that discovered or blood plasma died from a car accident because he wasn't allowed to be treated in a white hospital.
Yeah. I remember that. Oh. I can't think of the name either, but yeah, I know about that story. I know about that story.
So yeah, we have power, and I think we should resist, just my take on it, that we should resist, you know, labeling ourselves and our people in that way, because that's part of what the quote is saying. You know, we've had our challenges, we know our history and our struggles, but, you know, we can put that behind us, not that we should forget it, but that we can start from now to affirm ourselves personally and individually, community, what, you know what I'm saying, collectively, and move from there.
I mean, I understand that, but see, and that, I think that's the problem. You said it right there then. We know our history. No, we don't. And that's part of the issue. A lot of us do not know our history, and because we don't, we fall for anything. Now, there are those of us that know better, and we're trying to educate the others. But there are just some of them out there that just don't want to know the history. You know, they're fine with the way things are because they don't have any problems. So, you know, everything is fine. However, we do know that there's more to it. But sometimes you have to learn from the history to make the present better and to make the future a better place. That's just my take on it. So I'm just saying.
If I may, I want to respond to that. And, you know, and I'm not coming from an opposing place, it's a little different. But you see, when I said we know our history, I was speaking to those who do know their history. For those who don't know their history and don't want to know, I send them prayer and love, okay? That's all I can do.
Okay? Is it
prayer
and love?
I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you see, everybody has free will. And like Dr. John Henry Clark used to say, Africans have a right to be wrong.
Okay.
You see, make anybody do anything they want to do, and I'm certainly not interested in doing that. So, I, you know, all I can do is do the best I can do and try to serve, you know, the best I can, and then let everybody else decide what they want to do. I you know, that's where how I look at it anyway. I'm sorry. That's just the way I look. But I have a story I need to tell you. Before you get into the news, I have a story I need to tell you.
Well, Sister Gonya, can I tell you the man's name? Charles Richard Drew.
Thank you so much, Antoinette. That's our coordinator with the information. When I can't remember what I need to, she always comes through. Thank you so much, Antoinette.
You're welcome.
Yes, she does. I forgot. Oh, yeah, this is what I was going to say in response to you. In other words, you're saying you're not beating your head up against any bricks trying to change the way anybody else thinks. You know, those that know that know and those that don't are not going to get it, huh?
No, that sounds uncaring, and that's not where I'm coming from, because I spent thousands of dollars, time, and, you know, I used to have people used to disperse when they seen me coming, okay? And I finally recognized, you know, that that's not the proper approach. So I respect other people where they are, what their desires are, what they choose to do, and I just try to serve on the right, on the side of the fence I choose to serve on. Everybody else have to make their own decision.
Okay.
I'm good with you. See what
you're
I'm saying?
You good with that? Okay.
Yeah,
I got you.
It's just that I respect people's right to do whatever they choose they need to do. Whether I agree with it or not, you see what I'm saying? That's beside the point.
You know what? Yeah, I got you now. And that's good. That's going to lead right into what we're going to start off talking about. But first, before we do that. Okay, tell me your story.
I had a dream last night. I don't know if it was a dream or a nightmare. I ain't figured out which one. But the
dream
started off. Yeah, this little bird came, you know, and next thing I know, I was at some boot camp somewhere. I don't even know where it was, you know.
Uh-huh.
And Yes, I was in basic training, and I had this staff sergeant that was laughing all the time. But the funny thing about it is he would be there for a minute, then he would disappear.
Mm.
And then he would pop back in, and then he would disappear. What do you think about that dream, Mr. Talk?
Sounds like that what was happening to all this. You know, that was subconsciously you're dealing with what was happening these last couple of days. That's all.
I don't know.
That's
it
all
was
that
a dream.
Was.
It was frightening.
Yeah, but
too.
Sometimes, but you know what? Sometimes dreams are like that. You know, if you worried about something or you had did something that you weren't comfortable with, sometimes you'll dream about it. You know, and that's your mental ways of your mental capacity way of really dealing with it and getting over it. Okay, that's just my take, y'all. I'm not a psychiatrist, but that's my take on it. From the way you said. You know, that's basically what the show has been like.
Open Mike said, it was you, Mr. Talk, from the past few days.
Yeah,
you
that's what I said.
Come in and leave out.
Yeah.
That's
what I said.
Open Mike said. I think they're correct.
Yeah, they're correct.
Well,
I'm not even going to argue with that one.
I want to Dr. Talk for his feedback.
All right, order in the court. All right, well, okay.
My sister Gonya, he said he was going to renegotiate contracts. Maybe this is a good time to get yours renegotiated.
Oh no. No, we don't me and her, we already renegotiated hers.
You're getting tongue-tied. You're getting tongue-tied, Mr. Talk.
I know, right?
Yeah,
he
sounded like too, because I didn't know
that
about us renegotiating it.
Yeah, we did. Oh, listen to it now. All right, I'm just going to ask you to go back and read your contract from a couple of days ago. We negotiated, so and it came out in your favor. So I mean, oh Lord, have mercy. All right. Okay.
With
let's
more
see,
responsibility comes more money.
Okay.
More
yeah, okay.
Federal Reserve notes.
No. Okay. Well. It's like the bitcoins. Them bitcoins on the internet. They just slowly dying away. It's slowly dying away.
Yeah.
Try to tell them knuckleheads, Mr. Talk. I try to tell them knuckleheads out there that J.P. Morgan owns the patent on Bitcoin.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, well, one of the sites that actually, one of those sites that actually was taking them, so-called taking them, it has disappeared completely. It's no longer there, you know, so that really put a dent into the validity of what they was trying to get Bitcoins to become. You know, it wasn't up with the virtual money anyway over the internet, so it is what it is. All right.
Yeah.
So, now, before we get on with it. Antoinette, you put a link in the chat room, and what was that link?
Yes, I'm going to put it back in there again. Okay. Now, I have to really give Wesley credit. I don't know where Wesley has been that we haven't seen him, but I put the link in there to our YouTube, y'all. Last night, my son went outside and got some snow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the YouTube, you see the whole thing. He took and he burnt the snow with a lighter.
Mm-hmm.
The snow did not melt, but where he was burning it at,
uh-huh.
It was turning black.
Wow. Wow. Ooh, that puts a lot of validity
into
what
he's saying. It did not melt at all. You know,
at
usually
all.
When you put heat to something,
mm-hmm.
It melts. It did not
right.
melt.
Wow.
But you can see black all on this. So what in the world are they doing with this weather modification?
That
this is fake snow. You know, then this is out in my yard, and usually I garden everything every year. And I, you know, said this year, I'm not doing it.
Right.
Hmm. Open Mike, after he put it in the freezer, when it came out, it was, the hole got blacker. But when have you seen snow turn black from a lighter? Usually it melts. It did not melt at all.
Hmm.
Well, Mr.
I mean, and I, my suggestion to anyone is, I mean, because I know from doing, you know, when I was doing the Ron Rex show and, you know, just other things just from studying and, you know, doing my own research on things,
mm-hmm.
you see things, you hear things, and, you know, you follow it, and, you know, there's some things you can accept more than others. I'm
right.
telling you, after seeing that last night, that
mm-hmm.
convinced me how demons are running this planet.
Ooh.
That they can do some crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing to us? What is this spraying doing with these chemtrails? What is the mess that they're putting in the air that snow does not melt? It just was turning black. And that was after a couple of seconds with the lighter.
Mm.
Well, Antoinette,
yes, ma'am.
I saw the video also, Mr. Talks. Matter of fact, I was on the phone with her and her family when they were trying to burn the snow. And I would think, you know, I'm not a scientist or anything, but I don't think you have to be. When you put fire to ice, you should see some water, some melting somewhere. Wouldn't you think so, Mr. Talk?
Yep, I agree with that. That's what it's supposed to be made of.
They say that this phenomenon is all over Georgia, in North Carolina, all the way up into Canada.
Canada, yes.
Wow.
So what are they doing? You know, what is HAARP doing? And I was reading something where there is a treaty against going against your own people. So what is the United States violating their treaty with the people here in the, you know, the so-called United States, you know, where, you know, we always say that, well, not everyone, but, you know, people say that they're at war with the people. You know, the government
mm-hmm.
and everything is at war with the people. Well,
right.
it's just not showing that they're at war with us.
Yes,
and the only thing
is.
That I can suggest to people is if you find it hard to believe or whatever, if you have snow in your yard or, you know, you have family in snowy areas, ask them to go out and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just get some snow or whatever this is supposed to be and do the same thing.
Yeah.
And check
and
it
you
out
know what?
And see what happens with you.
You know what? Here's the funny thing about that. I mean, it's nothing funny, but, you know, I was watching a Cat Williams comedy last weekend, in fact. And Cat Williams told them about the government opening four concentration camps, right? And the people in the audience, they just laughed and fell out. I say, they don't realize this man is actually telling them what is really going on. But they think it's so funny. You know, and now you're talking about the snow. You know, I know there's somebody out there in the audience probably say, yeah, all right, whatever. But you need to go and check it out because it's really going on.
That's what I said. If you got snow in your yard, you know, if you happen to live in the area where snow's at, then check it for yourself. If you don't, then, you know, people that you know that live in snowy areas, call them and ask them to check it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone that you know and that you trust, you know. Because, I mean, with everything, you should do your own due diligence and research to, you know, see anything. But I know that was enough for me that everything that I have been studying over the years and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I believe, but that was what really put the fire under it all.
Right.
Was what I seen last night. That just, you know, I was like, wait a minute, these demons are more devious than I thought they were.
Oh, see, there you go, and people better actually start waking up and believing that, you know, and they're talking about some of these lakes and things that's frozen over and the size of the pieces of ice, you know, that's blocking everything up, you know, they're bigger than they normally are, and you know, they just got rivers and everything just blocked up and they're not melting. They're like, that's unusual. Yeah, it's unusual because that's not really ice. But, of course, you know, they're going to put it on the weather and Mother Nature, what have you. But we know it's more
going
on.
Well, Mother Nature doesn't make snow that when you burn it, it turns black and it doesn't melt.
That's right. That's right.
And
that's a very good point.
And then to think that, you know, okay, you know, spring is next month, the 22nd or 20th, something like that. And, you know, by April, you know, you're ready to start planting your seeds and stuff. You know, if you have spring things that are coming up, you started them back in November where you were planting them in the ground. So you have all of this stuff that's coming up. Well, what in the world are they spraying? What is it with the chemtrails, the rain, the snow? What is it actually now that we're really eating that we think is organic? Because we don't use pesticides. We don't use Monsanto. But we're still getting it.
Yeah, they're still getting it. And I'm glad you mentioned that because Brazil, I think, has kicked Monsanto out of their country now. So I think America's the only one who's trying to protect them people. And that goes to tell you, somebody's making money behind it, and it's a grand scheme. That's all
well,
it is,
not
a
only
grand
are
scheme.
They making money, but look at the lives that are being lost. I mean, when you start to really look into these things now, you find out how it's affecting your brain, how it's affecting your body. You know, they were talking about how for the past couple of years, how the birds and the fish were dying and things that are happening to them. And it's these daggone chemicals that they're spraying. You know, you're spraying aluminum and barium and all this stuff is going into the ground and going into the oceans and streams and stuff like that.
You know, and you know what, that's so true. And, you know, I know Sister Goni talked about it on one of the shows earlier this week, the mysterious illnesses out in California. You know, there's a reason. You know, they're not mysterious, believe me. Somebody know what's going on.
One of the scientists that came out with this stuff after he did an interview that was killed, I think, a week or two later.
Mm, wow. You know, now they're saying, you know, a radiation plume from Japan for Fukushima is only slowly on making its way over toward the West Coast into the United States. So, you know,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it already hit us and it's on up into Canada now, Mr. Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, you know, but as you notice, you don't hear anything about that at all. So,
well, not on mainstream media. You have to go to alternative sites and, you know, you have to look at the alternative media to get what's really going on. You can't look at what mainstream media is feeding you because they're not going to feed you anything that's going to help you. They're going to feed you things to keep you right in line with the way how they want you to think. It's like the wizard. You know, look over here. Don't look there. Don't look behind this curtain. See what I'm really doing. Look over here. So they're going to show you that little girl, that Molly, whatever her name is, and them other little people. You know, look at this. You know, be concerned about this. You know, and why should I be, you know, so concerned about this child? I got my own child to worry about.
Right.
But, you know, those are the things they throwing out. You know, like I can go and actually change Molly's life and get that child in line.
Yeah. Like you actually can, right?
Yeah.
All righty.
You know, but that's what they throwing at us to keep us focused on those kind of things instead of, you know, focus on what you can do something about. You know, I mean, there's not too much I can do about the snow, but what I can say is this, you know, but people have been fighting about getting the GMOs labeled on the food. You know, you want to know what's in the chemtrails and things like that. And I say we're going about it the wrong way. First off, stop asking what are they putting in the food. And you want to know what food is cloned and stuff like that? Well, I tell you what, I don't want the GMOs. Stop putting them in there. I don't want you spraying junk over my head and over my children's head and over my grandchildren's head. Stop it.
Stop. Oh, man, we're going to get Antoinette to run for office because she's on the roll right now.
No, we're not. You're not getting in with that pack of demons. Shoot. They're not out to help anybody. They out to harm. You know, they just puppets. I don't need to be nobody's puppet.
That's a good point. Speaking of puppets, let's talk about something that's going on. And ain't no need to hide, and I'm going to talk about it. Wait a minute, before I do. Sister Angona, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
All right. Now, before I go started, y'all know certain things I have to do. I got to give my shout-outs in the chat room. Of course, we got Antoinette. She's talking. My chat room coordinator. We got Enjoying Life, Faceless, Guest 1124, 1174, 1177, 1205. We got Jimmy the Bum, Living the Devil Devalicious Life, Liz Carr, No Errors, Open Mic, and Refining Design. Y'all welcome to the show. Glad y'all can make it. All right. Now. Okay. Now, before we go any further, I got to put the rules out because I know we're going to get some conversation on this one, so I need to put the rules out. All right, we like to hear about what everybody has to say, so don't hesitate to call in. Please respect everyone else's time to speak. In other words, don't talk over each other. Respect their mic time. They respect yours. Make your comments as short and to the point as possible. That way everybody else to have a chance to get their comments in. No personal attacks. You can attack the topic or what someone has said, but no, do not personally attack that individual. There's no use of the N-word, no bitches, no hoes. Respect everybody that's on here because you won't be called out of your name either. Okay? And I think I got out. Did I get everything? Did I get everything? I think I did. So, anyway.
No
personal attacks. Oh, I thought I said that already.
Okay, maybe I missed it.
Yeah, no personal attacks. And, yeah, that includes the chat room also. All right, so I'll be monitoring, and don't think I won't kick you out. I have no problem with that. But let's hope we don't have to come to that, all right? All right, now that we have that out of the way, if you want to participate on the show, give us a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericglasstalk@gmail.com, or join us in the chat room for some great conversation also, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk, all one word, and you make it happen, all right? Now, let's talk about Arizona here for a minute. You know, Arizona always seems to be in the news about something crazy, and once again, they're in the news because the governor vetoed the anti-gay bill, okay? For those that didn't know what it is, the bill would have allowed businesses to legally refuse service to anyone on religious freedom grounds, effectively allowing them to discriminate against same-sex couples. I have a thought process on that, and because, you know, this really is much ado about nothing, in my opinion, somewhat. But I'll get my points in a minute. But I'm going to play these two clips right here for you in reference to that legislation out there in Arizona. Then when I come back, we're going to talk about it. All right, so here it is. Listen closely.
There's a big difference between giving someone coffee, serving someone a pizza or a burger, and coercing someone to violate their sincerely held beliefs. And so my question
but that
for
is
Jeffrey,
open, Kelly,
no,
to
my
the
question for Jeffrey is,
business
would
owner.
You allow,
me, that's open
would
to
you
the
allow a homosexual?
Hang on, my show, hang on. That is open to the interpretation of the business owner, is it not? Because to use the example I know that you've been involved in that we keep using, you know, this, let's say a same-sex couple walks into this photography studio, wants the photographer to take a picture for that same-sex wedding, and the photographer says, yes, we'll take your picture for a passport, yes, we'll take your picture for a driver's license, but, you know, no, I'm not going to take your picture for the same-sex wedding because that is against my religious beliefs. I hear you saying the protection of religious beliefs, but how is that not discrimination? Just
it's not discrimination. There's a big difference between taking a picture and forcing someone, a citizen, to violate their sincerely held beliefs by participating and using their creative expression to photograph a wedding. We would never ask a homosexual. We would defend a homosexual's right not to photograph an event with a Westboro Baptist hateful stance. We would never want them to have to be involved with that.
Baptist Church up into this because
Brooke, would you make a homosexual photograph?
I ask the questions. You answer the questions.
Okay,
Jeff,
well, I will
hang
ask
on,
the questions. We would support the homosexual.
Kelly, hang on.
We would also support the Muslim who wouldn't want to fry pork sandwiches on a Saturday because that would violate his beliefs.
I understand. You're giving other examples.
We defend everyone.
Hang on a second because Jeff Toobin is my... He is my go-to legal guy. And Jeff Toobin, under the law, given the example that I gave, if I am, you know, want to get married to another woman, I walk into a photography studio, where does the law stand right now, you know, as far as same-sex marriage and an individual and a business saying no?
Well, I think it varies by state.
But Arizona specific.
Well, at this point, I think they largely do have the right to turn down people because there is no law in Arizona that says you can't discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. That's different in some other states, but I mean, this is about this is about the law making sure that people have the right to draw distinctions, to discriminate among their customers based on who's gay and who's straight. I mean, that's what this law is all about.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Well, that's just not true. What this bill does, it's a balancing test. It basically says that the government cannot come in and force you to speak or to believe something that's contrary to what you believe. It's not a license for discrimination. That's the beauty of the legal system that we live in. It's not that any action can be therefore justified because of your religious beliefs. That's why we have a constitutional system government to prevent that. This bill has nothing to do with discrimination. It is basically it's protecting basic freedoms that belong to everyone. And I don't understand how you could argue anything else. This has nothing to do with discrimination.
Another day has gone by, and Governor Bruner still has not vetoed this thing. Now, look, the pressure is building from everywhere, but the silence from our office, deafening, and not just from the governor. Where are all these big-name Republicans who want to be president? Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, hello? They have totally disappeared. Are they for this bill, but they're afraid to say so? Are they against it, but they're afraid to say that? Guys, you can't lead the free world if you're going to chicken out on major issues like this. Here's my advice. Be courageous like Ronald Reagan.
Oh, say that again.
Be courageous like Ronald Reagan.
Thank you.
Back in 1978, he joined the fight against a nutty ballot initiative that would have banned gay teachers in California. Now, that anti-gay measure actually lost, and 2 years later, the Gipper went to the White House. Just saying. Now to you, sir. I'm glad to have you here. Does it bother you that you've heard nothing from champions who love to snuggle up to you, they want a good rating from you, but they're completely missing in action to defend you, to not hear anything from your presidential frontrunners in the Republican Party?
Well, there's so much misinformation about this issue out there. I can understand them not wanting to jump into the fray on something that is a state issue, not a federal issue. If it was a federal law, we were talking
from that state. Are not talking about it, or
have come out
to oppose it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you this: you supported Senator Flake. You gave him 100% rating. Flake has now abandoned you to the wolves and is now saying this is a horrible, horrible bill. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm upset about it. I think that he's making a mistake and he's responding to the furor in the media rather than looking at the actual bill and the principles involved. You know, can I respond to what you said about Ronald Reagan? Because
yes,
that law that he came out against that would have banned gay teachers. Okay, that would have banned any gay person from serving as a teacher in any public school in the state of California. This law in Arizona does not ban gay people from hiring wedding photographers or hiring bakers to bake wedding cakes for them. I'm sure they would have no problem finding somebody who's happy to serve them and take their money.
Well, let me.
So the question is whether the one who objects based on conscience is going to be coerced by government
Let me go to Neera on the flip side of the point that Van was making.
Right.
Where are all the Republican leaders? Where's President Obama on this? President Obama released a press statement this week on the death of Harold Ramis, who we all loved in Ghostbusters,
yes,
but has not found time to comment on this piece of legislation.
Do you think that there are people in America who are confused about his position on this issue?
Evolved on it last year, so certainly I think
no,
they are.
No, that was same-sex marriage, not support, not for discrimination against
gay
people.
Why wouldn't he come out and talk about this?
This is a great issue, which is, I think the question is, what is going to be the most effective thing to get Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, a person he doesn't have the greatest relationship with, to say no? And I think if the White House, it's my suspicion, if the White House thought it would help her for President Obama to come out against it, it would help her do it, then he would absolutely do it. I think the issue is she's facing pressure from the extreme right in Arizona and probably hearing President Obama come out for it.
He's the leader of the country. I think he should come out on this. But let me also just flip this around once again. Van just listed a whole host of Republicans who either have not talked about this or have condemned this.
Mm-hmm.
He laments this fact, but finally it seems like Republicans have learned not to reflexively defend bad legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't this worry you? I know it's very bad. Doesn't this worry you that Republicans are finally learning the better strategy on these issues?
Not at all, because if it means, like, more tolerance and more support for LGBT rights over long term, I want to have Republicans do it. I don't think it's good for the country that Republicans have in the past supported a federal marriage amendment or opposed gay rights. I think that's the wrong position. And, so obviously from
the Congress.
All right, those two clips on the Arizona Bill 1062. Now, on the bill discrimination based on religious freedom. Now, here's my take on this, y'all. And before I go ahead, let me go on and say I don't condone homosexuality. Okay, I don't condone it. I'm going to put that now. That's not, something I do. But, it's their lives. They have to answer for it to Almighty. So, why are we even worrying about this? Now, here's the other thing on this thing. I'm listening to this, and the first thing comes to my mind when thinking about this little bill right here. When these people go into a business, who knows they are gay? Okay, who knows this? Do you walk in and say, "Hi, honey, don't you know I'm gay, and I just want you to make sure you know that"? Who does that? So, coming from Arizona, it's really crazy because they have the show your papers law, and now they try to do this. Of course, the governor did go ahead and veto it. But let me tell you this. She vetoed it not because she was against it. Now, she did one of Abraham Lincoln moves. She did it as a political move because Arizona is scheduled to have the Super Bowl this year. Now, she knows good and well if she passed that law, her state wouldn't have the Super Bowl, which wouldn't bring in money, that revenue. So it wasn't that she did not like the bill. It was that she didn't want to lose the Super Bowl, which hence was a political move. Now, it's just crazy. But that's the way it works. I just want y'all to be aware of that's what it wouldn't happen. I mean, Arizona is not really the only state like this because you have Tennessee, Kansas, South Dakota, and Maine that have similar pending bills on the books, okay? Now, when you look at this thing, they want to say it's civil rights, it's a civil rights battle. It is not a civil rights battle. It has nothing to do with that, If you want to live that lifestyle, you live it. Why are you out there flaunting it? Do you want everybody to know? We don't care if you're packing booties or sliding up and down each other's leg. We don't care. So why is this such a big thing? It seems like it's more of an agenda to keep this in the public's eye. But I do believe there's something else going on with this. But that's my take on it. And I just don't see why we going on to all this good stuff when, who would know that you're gay anyway? So this means basically that two men can walk in together. They're not even gay or anything. They're just two normal men, going out to lunch. And then all of a sudden, just because they two men walking together, all of a sudden they're gay. So this is crazy. I don't know who came up with this law, I know who came up with it, but why, it took all this, because it shouldn't have. That's just wrong. Let people live the way they want to live. I mean, we're doing it anyway. So that's my take on it. So if anybody want to comment on it, get on this 347-838-8622. Get done.
Well, I'd like to join in on the conversation also, Mr. Talk.
Okay, well, we let Antoinette go first, and you come in too, co-host.
Well,
go ahead, Antoinette.
All right, Mr. Talk, do you remember years ago, when women would have babies out of wedlock, back in the 50s and things like that, and they would send them down south or, somewhere else.
Yeah.
So the family wouldn't know it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now you notice how it's all open. It's acceptable.
Right.
So to me, they're just throwing enough things in your face where it just becomes acceptable.
Hmm.
You know, this is just, you know, they show it enough to you, you know, where, Lord, now you watch commercials and you see, you know, little things like this and, you know, that, you know, like this is just an acceptable way of life.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but you know what, Antoinette, here's the thing about it. This is nothing new. This has been an accepted way of life for a long time. All of a sudden, everybody
wanted to
make...
But it was in the closet.
Was it really in the closet?
How many, I mean, now, they may have been, but you know how you would hear little twinges of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't really, you know, out and out. You know, now they just come right out with it.
Yeah, that's true.
They,
yeah,
you know,
that's true.
The man's coming out with his wig and dress and, you know, swinging it and, oh, honey, and, you know, just overly female. I mean, Lord, they more feminine than what females are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and more flamboyant
something.
And, you know, everything. And, you know, the females, I guess, you know, the ones that are trying to play the men, they try to be harder than what the men are, with their pants sagging and showing their behinds.
Mm. You are so right. You are so right.
I mean, so then when you look at the music, you know, just everything that they're doing is just out there. And it's, to me, it's just, you know, okay, you see it enough. And eventually it's just like, okay, this is just the way how it's supposed to be.
Mm. Okay.
I agree with it.
You know, I've heard some people say, well, you know, they're born with it. That's bull hockey, okay? I still don't say they're not bull. That's a trained behavior, you know, and everybody want to use the I was molested as a child. That ain't got nothing to do with it either, I don't think. But that's my opinion on that. So let me get my co-host side of things. Go ahead, co-host, you on.
Well, Antoinette kind of touched on what I wanted to point out, because when you when you were making your comments about why you didn't understand why the shop owners or whatever, how they would know someone was gay when they walked in a store, sometimes these people are very demonstrative. They're putting it on our faces on you know, movies, and, I mean, you know, like you said, I mean, they're really forcing it down everybody's throats. Not only that, you say, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is your president has been all over the continent of Africa pushing this same agenda, and Uganda just passed a bill saying that it's still illegal and prosecutable in their country. Same thing. It was rejected in Senegal with Abdou Wade when President Obama went to Senegal pushing the agenda, and the same thing in Ghana. So that's why.
Hmm. Okay. Well, if that's the case, then why hasn't he chimed in on this little issue right here or any of the other politicians from Arizona, just like the guy said in the clip? Where are they? You know, everybody, the only person said anything was John McCain. He said no. You know, they don't need to do it. But everybody else is basically hiding under a rock. Why? If this such is the end thing to be a part of now, why is everybody not commenting on it?
I didn't say it was such a thing to be a part of. I said the reason why it's such a big deal is because your president is pushing it all over the continent of Africa, and they're pushing it in everybody's face in this country. The reason why the politicians aren't saying anything is because election times are coming up and nobody wants to get any mud on them in case they might lose their position. Like you said, it's political. Now, as far as whether they're born that way or whether they're not, I'm not a scientist, so I really don't, I don't know. But, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I think I can see both sides of the issue, because people who have their religious beliefs that is improper and ungodly are being forced by the state to adopt or affirm or accept things that they feel go against their faith.
Hmm.
I don't think it's a small issue. I think it's a really big one that's probably going to blow up.
Well,
because of the
you
way
know, But see, and here's the thing, and we've talked about this before on the show. It's like everybody has to have, I guess, the final say as to what is right and what is wrong. You know, and like I said before, I don't condone it, but if that's the way they want to live, let them live that way. You know, but this thing about religious freedom, all of a sudden we got religious freedom in this. Well, excuse me, y'all. If I don't know, I thought religion, some of y'all religion beliefs were stated that, you know, you try and convert, but you have tolerance. But I guess I was wrong, because, you know, somebody want to blame the Christians, some want to blame the Catholic Church, and it's just all over the place. And I just don't see why. You know, it's something that has been going on, and there's no way you're going to be able to, you're not going to stop it. And I'm sure everyone, mostly everyone, has someone like that in their family. So it's not something, you know, that's that unknown. I mean, that's what the way I'm looking at it.
Is it the issue that the state is pushing it? So is it an issue of religious freedom versus the state legislating things like that? I'm asking. I don't know.
Well, you know what? And you know, once again, that is what makes it one of those hot button issues, because this, in this case, it is the state. It's not the federal government. The federal government has nothing to do with this, and this is just the state. But, you know, that's like this marijuana thing. Certain states said, but the government is not doing anything to stop it either way, stop it or promote it either way. You know, they're just letting it flow. So I think that's what's creating more controversy also with this little thing going on in Arizona. Like I said before, Arizona is not, you know, it's nothing new, because Arizona always has something going on, you know, to stop and show your papers and, you know, so I don't know. Go ahead.
What did you say about the federal government not pushing it?
Well, you know, not openly they're not.
Yes, they are. Really not. The president. Your president has been all over the continent of Africa pushing the agenda.
But that's,
they've been having gay marriages on the, what do you call that, awards. They had, I think they had 36 couples getting married on air on some kind of awards and all this kind of stuff. They are pushing it.
Well,
to me, it's a private matter, and I'm not I'm not going to stand in judgment of it one way or the other. To me, it's a private matter. But when the state gets involved, and when I say the state, I'm talking about the state as a power,
right,
not just Arizona, but you know what I'm saying, the mm-hmm. legislature, whether it be Arizona or whether it be federal. I mean, they do have a great impact on shaping society. It's called social engineering.
Well. They call it social engineering or whatever they want to call it. But
I know today, the times we're living in today, it's calling right wrong and wrong right.
Yeah. Everything's upside down. But that is based on what your conditioning and what your teaching of what is wrong and what is right is. Because, see, it's not universal.
That's true.
Well, you know what? If they want to do it, fine. Just take the civil rights thing out of it, all right? Because it has nothing to do with civil rights. You know, I guess that's the word everybody want to use when there's something like this going on. But it has nothing to do with civil rights. But let me bring Maze and Lisa into the conversation as well. Hello, Maze.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Well,
we're doing wonderful.
Hey. Go ahead, Maze.
Oh, okay. Mr. Talk, you asked the question that it has anything to do with civil rights. No, it doesn't. Because those same people that want the right to do what they're doing, they can turn around and give their gayness and become straight again, and then they still have the same rights they had at first. So it had nothing. Mm. I was having a conversation about this today. I said, it's nothing to compare it to the civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
And these other states having a fight over what they want in their states, not with the federal. And yes, Hillary was over there in Africa spreading, wanting people to spread the gayness, which she was. Secretary of State was doing that.
Mm-hmm. You said spread the gayness?
She wanted them to legalize it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. President Obama did the same thing when he was there.
So, as I'm saying, I have nothing against gay people, but they are not falling for no civil rights, because the same people that can discriminate you today will be the same people that can be straight tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. All right, Lisa, what you got to add to it?
Yeah, what I was going to say is it seems like everything was okay. You know, when I was growing up, they usually were the butt of jokes, you know, like on TV shows, movies, and stuff like that. Now all of a sudden when gay people want to be taken seriously, now all of a sudden society has a problem. It's like it's okay for two women to be lesbians in porn, but to take them seriously, it seems like that's a totally different issue. So it looks like our society, we contradict ourselves all the time.
Hmm. Well, that's society. That's the way it is, right?
Yeah. And you can't blame gay people for all of this. I mean, everybody says, oh, I'm against homosexuality or this and that. Then they sit back and do nothing. It kind of reminds me of years ago when that show was on, Married with Children. You know, and it was pretty risque back at that time. And I know Fox TV, they received hundreds of thousands of letters trying to get that show off the air. It didn't work, but at least people did something. And they actually back then had to handwrite letters. Nowadays, all we have to do is send an email, and we don't even do that.
But can I speak? But Mr. Talk is like, if it was a civil rights issue, why wouldn't the rights come to something pertaining to us? They're never there. But they want us to combine and go along with them and make this a civil rights issue. That's what I don't understand.
Because we go along with it.
Thank you.
I'm not talking about their gayness because I don't care about their gayness. If that's what they want to be, I do not care. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a civil rights issue, which it's not.
I know what you're talking about. And she right.
Yeah, we know it.
Now, she's right because, you know, it's basically we don't push hard enough. We rather, you know, when
Thank
it comes
you.
To stuff like this, we are included in all this, but we never out there by ourselves because, you know, it's basically what they're saying, we don't have a voice in any of this. You know, if we want to get something done, it's we have to be combined with someone else. And, you know, and the thing about it, if you look at man, I'm telling you, this, some of these reality shows and these boys on there dressed up all like women, and oh man, that sickens me. I mean, our young black men, you know what I'm saying? Young black men, you know, and they're just flaunting and wearing stuff. And you're like, come on, really? So you know, that's putting it out there that it's this glamorous life, and really, it's not. You know, not even big things about football players coming out saying they're gay. Well, you know what? The first NFL player that admitted that he was gay was actually in 1975. Of course, he retired, then he let it be known. But this is not new. They have plenty, you know, gay players in the NFL.
Yes.
So, you know, but it's – what?
Oh, what I was understanding, when the basketball player came out and the football player came out, but the hockey player came out and said he was gay, they didn't do an interview with him. So I'm saying, what's wrong with this
hockey? Well, because it's hockey.
And then you don't never
no
want to see the lovers.
Much attention to hockey.
Oh, yes, people watch hockey. Yes, they do.
No, nobody likes hockey.
Some people watch
all
sports. I do. But when he came out of the closet, nobody had to have a sit-down interview in front of the TV so everybody could see him. It was only the ones that look like us they want to have an interview with. And then what does his lover look like? Why don't they sit up there together and have a conversation? I guarantee you.
Yes, they probably don't.
He don't look like us.
Well, what?
So that's just
what does that have to do with anything?
I'm saying the way they do it. You say you watch the TV, so if you got a hockey player that's doing it, nobody knows, unless you was heard them discuss it or you read it somewhere. But when the football player came out and the basketball player, it was all over every station.
Yeah. Well, because majority of people probably, well, like me, I like football and basketball. I'm not too much of a hockey fan. So when someone that comes out in NFL, the NBA, I think that's more, you know, the majority of people can relate to that more than hockey.
Oh, but he's still making big money, and he's a sports person.
Oh, okay. And that makes it okay.
I mean, that's why.
No, it's not okay. I'm saying that they're not focusing on him.
I mean,
well, that's like in hockey.
If I was not looking at it, y'all would know it was a gay hockey player that just came out of the closet.
Because everybody likes the NBA for the most part and the NFL.
You know, it kind of goes, this whole thing kind of goes back to, I don't see it now, the quote of the day, I think, you know, and somebody else said it too. Why are you fighting for rights that you already have anyway?
Right.
You know what I mean? So why is this such a big thing? I think if they would have passed this legislation, it would have did more harm to them than anything. Now, I really do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they, I mean, they already have rights to go in and be served, you know, because they're human. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're human. Now,
and
I go back to my original point. You know, besides the flamboyant ones, you know, most of them aren't flamboyant. So if they walk in somewhere together mm-hmm. and sit down to eat, who's going to know the difference?
Uh-huh.
Who's going to know? You see, you understand
I
my
think,
point.
Yeah, I think in this case they were talking about, I think they wanted some kind of wedding cake to be made or something like that.
Well, yeah, that happened, what, last year, I think? Yeah.
Something like that, and the person was like, you know, I'll make a cake, but I ain't doing, you know, all that other stuff.
Yeah, well,
just like I know in Hawaii, this lesbian couple sued because they were at a bed and breakfast, and the person in Hawaii that owned it was like, nah, I don't want you guys staying here. Now, how she found out they were gay, I have no idea, unless they told her something. I have no idea.
You know, this is why it don't make sense. Because any business now has the right to refuse service to anyone they want to, correct?
Yeah, I know in California there are some signs that say that.
Yeah, you know, no shirt, mm-hmm. no shoes, no service.
Uh-huh.
Right? So,
uh-huh.
I mean, why is this such a big thing then? If the people don't, if you go in there and they say, well, no, okay, well, no, go on about your business. But yet it has been made this big old thing, and I'm just not understanding it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really not. You know, that's just my opinion, of course. But that's the way I'm thinking.
And either way, you know, black people still going to end up in last place anyway, so, unfortunately.
But I don't think so.
You know why I say that? Because I live out here in California, and
mm-hmm.
I know out here in California, illegal aliens get, you know, more protection and more rights.
It depends on where
they're allowed to protest and everything like that without getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And they're allowed social services and everything like that.
Well, if you live in Carolina, they're protesting now.
Yeah, and if you try to go against them or something like that, good luck.
I mean, that's what they're doing in Carolina, protesting
mm-hmm.
over voting rights down in Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And they're upset because the man is a part of the NAACP, and they don't like it, but they're still protesting. It depends on how you feel in your heart to what you want to do to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
You can complain about a change, or you get in the mix of it and help make a change.
Yeah, I agree
with
that, too. Because we can sit back and complain all we want. You know what I mean? It's like
mm-hmm.
the world keeps on spinning.
pretty much. All right. Well, anybody else got any comments on this story before we move on to the next one? Hey, you know, I think it is what it is. You know, I still say she vetoed it because it was more of a political move than anything. She didn't want her state to lose the Super Bowl. That's all
I'm saying.
You
know what, though? She is
no,
going to lose it, they said. Because the NFL just released a statement yesterday that said they did not agree with what she did because they believe in rights for everybody.
Well, she vetoed it. I mean, so what is wrong with that?
No, she vetoed it, meaning she was against the gay rights.
No, she was against the bill itself. She was against the bill.
Yeah.
Well,
the NFL doesn't agree with her.
Yeah. Well, no, the NFL didn't agree with the bill if she would have let it pass. See, that was the thing. Yes.
No. What I'm saying is the
bill would have allowed businesses to legally refuse service to anyone on religious freedom grounds, effectively allowing them to discriminate against same-sex couples.
Oh, I thought they were mad because she didn't pass it.
No, no, no.
Because judging by her history, she's very strong.
Right.
Not
well, she's not as strong as she thinks.
About her history, no, she's not either.
Well, did you ever see she got in Obama's face, when she got all up in his face after he touched
and
down?
And that was supposed to be great because she did that?
Yeah, I loved it.
Well, I
did.
I thought she wasn't wrapped too tight.
I didn't know what her problem was. He kept ignoring her. She was begging for him for
help.
She's
worth to be ignored.
And he refused.
But I think she's missing some points up inside the head. That's what I think.
Well, they probably all are, but.
Well, only thing I'm saying is she lucky the Secret Service didn't take her down right then.
They should have because she broke the law.
Yeah. But you know what, though? If she was somebody else, they would have.
Yeah. Probably so.
You know,
she wouldn't have got that close.
Don't let Maxine Waters do that.
Now, what's wrong with Maxine Waters?
No, they would have tackled her.
Probably would.
Yeah,
that's
true.
I'm not upset. I don't want me to calm down.
All right, let's talk about this next thing I want to talk about here. 12 years a slave to be incorporated in high school curriculum. Now, the National School Board Association has announced the 1853 memoir chronicling the capture, enslavement, and escape of black Northerner Solomon Northrop will be now taught in public high school American history classes. Now, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I heard about that earlier.
Well,
it doesn't surprise me.
I thought they did Gone with the Wind. What's wrong with doing 12 Years a Slave?
Okay. Now, here we go. What's wrong with it? I don't see anything wrong with it, but the question is, are they really going to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Or are they going to arrange it to where it makes them
look good?
Yes,
that's how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah.
Because everyone likes that narrative. That's an easier narrative to deal with than somebody like a Malcolm X.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, they don't teach him. They don't teach about him in school. They don't even show the movie on channel, on the national channel.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you think,
Lisa,
once again, go ahead.
Excuse me, Mr. Talk. You go ahead and finish your thought.
No, I'm through with my thought. You go ahead, co-host.
I wanted to ask Lisa if she was aware that Malcolm X biography was banned 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Because all this stuff I had to teach my daughter myself.
Why did they ban it, Lisa?
They've been banning a lot of books, Maze. I don't know their reason.
Lisa, why did they ban it?
Pardon me?
Malcolm X in general, Malcolm X to some people is deemed a racist.
I couldn't hear you, Maze.
Oh, I was just asking her, why did they ban Malcolm X?
Well, I think it's because, they want to re-engineer society, just like they're changing the term of slavery. They're supposed to be taking that out of the school books and using a different term, but maybe Antoinette knows what the term is, because I've forgotten. I've heard it once.
Yeah, they went down.
It's an intern, involuntary internship. Something along those lines. I know it's an involuntary internship.
That's how you revise history, by changing words and definition of words and banning books. And now if they have electronic books and the electronic media, it'll be so easy for them to wipe our history out, to wipe out history, and rewrite it the way they always do.
And to me, that's exactly what they're going to do. And my whole question is, I don't know your name, but I'm sorry for speaking over you.
Oh, no. I was going to say, and sometimes they'll merge the history with someone else's history, to see, this happened to other people too, not just you.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, I agree.
If they make a documentary, that's the truth. If they make a movie, it's fiction, and it's not, and they put everything in, like the movie to help. Wasn't nothing true about that movie, and nothing you ever wanted to see.
Yeah,
and I know people like that in real life.
Well, you know what? I'm reading some stuff in the chat room right now, and Jermaine Thompson is saying Malcolm X was a thug, so forth and so on. And I think that's the biggest thing. Malcolm X was misunderstood. He really was.
Yeah.
He wasn't the bad person that everybody thought he was. And that's actually what got him killed, because he began to realize that, you know, everybody wasn't as bad as other people made them seem.
And some of the greatest people in history were quote-unquote thugs.
Right.
And why would you call him a thug when the United States is going around bombing other countries? Come on.
Well, you know, really, I think everyone that speaks out against evil doing that's wrong and everything else, the best thing to do is to, they're a thug, they're no good, they're this, they're that, they're troublemakers.
Yeah.
And the very people that,
I mean, of course, they're not going to, you know, have him in history as someone who's been this great man, when even from the films and everything and what you read, you know, where the police felt as though he had too much control, he had too much power.
There you go.
Yeah, and not only that, if he's a thug, I wish a whole bunch of other these black men would be thugs just like him.
Amen.
I mean, let's be honest.
Call a thug.
At one point, they considered Martin Luther King a thug. So,
yeah,
You know, but that's
the
not
FBI.
The side that anybody wants you to know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me bring Dave into the conversation. Uh-oh, Dave hung up. All right, well, hopefully he'll be back. But
she got a daughter today. She's going to have a son.
I said what? Okay. But, you know, I just think it was interesting, you know, because before this movie was made, nobody even knew, most people didn't even know who Solomon Northrup was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, as far as his final fate, no one knows what happened. No one knows.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of speculation, but as far as what really happened to him at the once he escaped and you know, was he recaptured or you know, nobody really knows. So, to include this into, but if you notice, it said public schools, public
mm-hmm.
high school. It didn't say anything about private schools or, you know, anything else but public high schools. And we all know how well public high schools are teaching our students these days.
Well, Mr.
You know,
Talk, may I say this piece? To me,
yes,
it's
ma'am.
A contradiction. How are you going to change the books? Now, they're supposed to be changing the history books in Texas. I believe is where it's supposed to start, where they work with the textbooks.
Yes.
To say that slavery didn't happen, that it was involuntary. Lord, I just said the word. But like servitude, internship there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to you want to also put in there 12 years a slave. So which is it? You know, were you slaves or were you interns?
Lord have mercy. Now, then I guess it's something else I need to bring to the point. The distribution of this will be funded by Montel Williams, yes, the TV host, in partnership with New Regency, Penguin Books, and Fox Searchlight Pictures. So the school's not even paying to have it put in here. Somebody else is. So it's interesting. They put a start in September 2014. Who knows?
Well, see, Dennis, you know what? Then it's time to look behind who their sponsors are, you know, who these groups are that are
mm-hmm.
behind Montel Williams and what do they represent and who works with them and everything else to see exactly what's going on. Now, I tell people now, you better hold on to your books. Did you see?
Yeah, that's right.
They had that virtual library, and I believe they were showing it in Texas, where there's no books. Everything is digitized. And
yeah.
I say, you better hold on to your books, because what truth is in there, once they've digitized and get rid of all of the books, then, you know, they can make history whatever they want, especially when they have us older ones going.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You know,
and if we don't teach them now and write down our own stories,
mm-hmm.
then we're going to have generations, you know, what, a couple of generations after me, you know, like my grandchildren or their children that are going to grow up and not even know what in the world went on. Who knows how much history we've lost about our own selves and even with other groups here, because they changed the history books, changed the language, changed everything else.
Changed everything. That I'm talking about right there.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, what do we know? What can any of us, no matter what nationality or anything else you want to consider yourself, really know about who we are, what we are, because they changed it.
Hmm.
You know, it was his story. Now we need to find out who he is.
Mm-hmm.
So we can find out what our story is.
Yes, because his story is never our story.
Now, hold on. Let me bring Dave into the conversation. All right, Dave, are you there?
I'm here. How's everybody doing today?
Hello,
doing
Dave.
Wonderful.
All right.
Great. I want to make a comment on, I guess her name is Lisa, the young lady that said that she liked the fact that that lady put her finger in President Obama's face.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name, Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. See, that is the most disrespectful thing that anybody can do to the president, no matter how, you know, who the president is. They never did that to any other president. They get out there and they do this stuff on purpose, basically to say, you know what, we don't respect you as a black president, so therefore I can do this to you, and I have the backing of my fellow followers to say that was a great thing. That was nothing great about that. That was just disrespectful. When I was in the military, I would never speak out against George W. Bush, no matter how dumb he was, because that was my boss, basically. I would never do that. The other point is that I put a link up there just now by my chat room screen name. It's about a doctor. He has a PhD. He's a scholar in Philadelphia. And the young lady that was talking about the virtual books, she's hitting that hammer dead on the nail. What happened is this guy in Philadelphia, his name is Dr. Montero. I put the link there.
Me, Dave. Could you put your link back in there, please?
Can I do what? I just
put your link back in.
It's under Mr. Talks right now where he said press so on and whatever. But it is there. What happened was this guy, he sat on the chair of the African-American Studies in Philadelphia, and it's predominantly black university there. It's right there in an underserved neighborhood. A Caucasian lady, a white lady came in. She's on the board or whatever. She unseated him and brought in another white lady that did not have any type of experience or knowledge of African-American history. She said that she wanted to bring together the African-American history and teach something else along with it, but they didn't want him to teach it. What's happening is they want to take these people out here, they are diabolical, they're very intelligent, they're very smart, and they are very cunning people, okay? They're trying to strip African-American history away. Everything that we know about us, they want to strip it away, and they're getting close to that too. Because now I am noticing that a lot of African American men and women, and I'm going to say this because I talk to them, a lot of women are just saying that, you know what, we need to move on and just get along, and I don't see any need for African American study. We need to pass that stuff on. We need to bypass that stuff. If we lose where we come from, see, we don't have anywhere else to go. We can't just go back to Africa. Every black person decided we want to go back to Africa, they probably put a chain link fence up and tell you ain't going nowhere. We have nowhere to go. We have to do what we have to do here. We can't complain about what the Hispanics are doing, what they're out there marching at. When was the last time we went out there and marched? See, they're doing what they do. Just like the KKK, they're going out there passing out flyers saying, join us. I can't complain about what they're out there trying to push their agenda. Those gays out there pushing their agenda, we need to come back and push an agenda also. So it's not about we can sit around, we can go blah, 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 and talk about it all we want. What are we doing? Everybody in this chat room, you can help out. All you have to do is go get your own Blog Talk Radio and put the word out. This is what we need to do. You can print out some flyers. You can go do the same thing. But, hey, are we doing that? No, a lot of us are not. That's all I have to say on that one.
All right. You said a whole lot, but okay. That's all you have to say about that?
Yeah, I think of something else. I'll call back.
Okay. Well, why you, well, we're gonna leave your we're gonna leave your mic open. But let me bring N2K into the house. I see he has his hand up. N2K, welcome to the show, brother. N2K, N2K,
he must have himself muted.
Yeah, I think he did.
What's good, everybody? How's everybody doing today?
We're doing wonderful,
okay.
Sir.
Good, good. I chimed in kind of late, so I want to be kind of judicial about the remarks that I make in regards to what you guys are discussing. And I will say this. excuse me. What really chaps my hide about black people, and I'm saying this as a black person / African-American, / Negro, just to be politically correct. You pick one, works for me. I don't take it personal. Is that black people are, they love to romanticize. And let me define what I mean by that. We always want to talk about the way we think things should be or how we feel that they should be run or the way that it should be either this way or that way instead of dealing with the way that things are. Now, let's talk about, I heard you guys talking about 12 Years a Slave and Malcolm X and all of that. I mean, let's just be honest. They can wipe slavery out of history all they want. With all the access that we have to information in what we call the global economy now, the global market, don't we all have the ability to go back in history as far as we want to find out whatever it is that you want to find out, regardless of what the curriculum is in any given government-sanctioned institution? Don't
well,
we have that ability?
Okay.
Before you do that, Antoinette, before you do
okay.
that, okay, let's just, as an example, let's use the transatlantic trade. Isn't it a known fact that 75% of the Africans that were bought into this hemisphere went to South America, and only 25% went to the United States. Only a quarter of the Africans that were brought from Africa landed in the U.S. The other 75% were in what was called Hispaniola, which is the islands, what we call Latin America, coupled with South America. So if we have access to all this information, and we need to understand when you have an educational system that's sanctioned by the government, it is not about educating you. It is about assimilating you into a culture. If you want to be educated, you got to dig a little deeper. You got to do a little bit more extra work, and you have to do your due diligence in order to, because the truth is out there. Now, if you're going to sit and wait for somebody to give it to you, good luck with that one. Go ahead, Antoinette.
Okay. I can appreciate everything that you said, N2K, and it is true. But let me also throw this in there. You notice that different things are disappearing off the Internet. Different information is disappearing off the Internet. You know, by it being digital, they can take and remove it. They can change and alter it to fit their purposes. So even though, yes, right now, we have things that are still available to us even though there is things that are slowly being deleted out.
Okay.
You know, but how long is it going to be there? And then when is it going to be altered?
I totally concur with you. Let me reference something for you. Have you ever heard or seen the movie Fahrenheit 451? It was made in 1967.
No, you know I'm not big on movies.
Okay, so it was, and basically what the movie is about is a totalitarian government where it was against the law to own and to read books. Now, you got to understand.
Okay, with the book burning, I remember
understand,
that, okay.
Yeah, you got to understand when this movie was made. 1967.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the kicker to the movie. You know how we have, like, fire alarms and things like that?
Yes.
Well, in the movie, the fire department didn't show up to put fires out. What the fire department showed up to do was your neighbor would think on you and say that you had books in your house, and they had these little red posts, which were like mailboxes. And
mm-hmm.
then you just slipped in the mailbox, you put the person's address, and that's all you had to put. And then the fire department would come, show up, bum rush your house, confiscate all the books, and burn them. Because the general population was not allowed to read.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I'm going full circle with this. So, in essence, what you're saying is with this digitized world that we're going into with the Kindle and the iPad, and now you can get books, you know, you don't have to actually physically read a book. You can just pull a book up on your computer screen. And that goes back to what I was saying before, where people have to do their due diligence. And as black people, number one, me personally, I don't support 12 Years a Slave. I don't support The Butler. I just read today that Oprah is about to do a blockbuster for Martin Luther King. Sorry, won't be spending my money going to see that. All right? Malcolm X. I don't want to see these productions of the same story being told over and over again, because here's the real common denominator, okay? How much money did Oprah make for doing The Butler? How much money did Forrest Whitaker make for doing The Butler? All the while preaching, sitting on the soapbox, doing that same bullshit Al Sharpton does, Jesse Jackson does, all the rest of them do. They profit off of it. Not only do white folks profit off of it, hell, black people profit off of it. I want to see the receipts. How much you get paid, Oprah, for doing The Butler? And what's the purpose of it?
Well, what I want to see is, see, they can make all the Federal Reserve notes that they can get from it. What I want to see is if you're putting out the truth. See, if
that's
you're
right,
putting out the truth and it's a chance for people to be educated by it, and if they have to be educated by it, you know, through entertainment, if that's what it's going to take for people to learn and to get something, then fine. That's, you know, I have no problem with that. But are you putting out truth or are you putting out propaganda?
Can I
jump in on that, please?
Well, go
jump
ahead.
Jump in, bro.
Okay. All right, now that I'm going to speak
no, wait,
to this.
Hold on for a minute, Dave. Hold on for a minute, Dave.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to get
all
this
right.
out while I swim around in my head. Okay,
no.
So N2K, here's the question. What do you
yes,
do
sir.
About it? How do we fix it?
How do we fix what exactly?
Everything you just said that was wrong. How do we fix it?
The way that we fix it is, first of all, education starts in the home. Not in school,
mm-hmm.
okay? The school is nothing but a facilitator. It is a conduit, okay? That's all it is. So for all of the people who are either listening and for the people who really have a lot of faith in the educational system, if that's what you're looking for to get your information, and I'm speaking from experience, okay, it's not going to happen that way. You're going to be taught what is necessary for you to either be a means of production, or you're going to be taught what it takes for you to be programmed.
Be a useful slave.
Can I
speak? But if you take the movie like The Butler and the
Wait a minute. Maze. Hold on. Are you through in 2K?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Dave. Dave was next. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. And, you know, like I say, this movie stuff, you know, I mean, going backwards and forth on that, you know, that's kind of ridiculous, you know. You know, the gentleman there, he did make, you know, they're both making great points, you know, but in the end, it is up to us. I'm going to give some information right here, and I hope that anyone that is listening will go and research this information that I give you, and you'll see the uselessness of a television if you want to know more about yourself. Because anything that comes on television is just to make money. They are going to censor it, just like they censored Roots. Roots was not all that clean on those boats. They didn't show you the real thing where they had those little squares where they stuck six people up in there where they defecated on themselves and everything else. They didn't tell you about the little cages that they had down in there for the cellars with the young girls in there to where the sellers would rape these little young girls. By the time they get on land, and they could not be sold because the young girls were ruined. Okay, that the TV is just something for you. It's just that something for you to focus in on, and it's make believe. That's all it is. You go and find out a lot of stuff about yourself, which I did, and I agree with that gentleman. I collect a bunch of information. You go to the Library of Congress. They have started shutting that stuff down, just like Antoinette said. They started. I used to pull down a bunch of stuff from the Library of Congress, the digital images, and some of them are disgusting. You wouldn't believe it. I found out information about different races. I found out a lot of stuff about our race. They have started blocking it out now to where you can't pull down certain images and stuff. I can't even find those anymore. I went to the Library of Congress to look for those very images. Guess what? They're not there anymore, and those are like some of the worst ones that they have out there. You got to go to the Library of Congress. I'm going to give you two shows you look at on YouTube. One of them is called Goodbye to Uncle Tom's Cabin. You look at that. And that's nowhere like Roots. You're going to see some pretty disgusting stuff in there that happened to our forefathers and foremothers when they came over here. Because it wasn't made in the United States. It was made from someone in Britain. And the other show that you need to pull up on YouTube, and I'm pretty sure some people have heard of it, probably Mr. Talk and the co-host, is Birth of a Nation. Have you ever heard of that?
Yep.
Yeah, those two things. You got to sit down there, and you got to look at that stuff. And the stuff in the Birth of a Nation, that, you know, that's the biggest piece of propaganda anybody could see. It's basically saying that the white male is they are our saviors and the saviors of the world. You know, so we got to get off that stuff, and we have to research. I don't want my history taken away from me. That's all I got. That's all I got. I don't have Africa. I can't just go back there and just claim that as my land. I have to claim this as my land. And I am doing my part, believe me. Just because I'm on here talking, I'm out here doing my part to help kids and to help the community. I'm doing my part. And everybody else has to do that too. This TV mess, you got to cut that stuff out. Forget Oprah. I care less about Oprah. I can spend spend more time sweeping my porch. She's not that interesting to me. And everybody else, people need to, you need to wake up, because we have fell asleep looking at that dummy tube, because that's all it is. And I guarantee you, people are going to get off your show, and they're going to go look at that little stupid junk that they look at every day instead of going on the Internet, going to these museums, going to Washington, going to these places, collecting this information, putting it on a hard drive. So you can have that to teach your kids at home, because as the gentleman said, that teaching starts at home. Don't let your kids go to the school and they tell them, you know, that when I was in school, and Mrs. Talk and Prophet Coles, they know, they had black history books then. Oh, yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but they always had the little pretty pictures in there, and I always thought, well, they treated the slaves, you know, not too bad, but that's what they wanted us to think. Until I got older and I started doing my research, those pictures aren't pretty. But anyway, I'm going to take my pills. Go ahead.
All right.
Now,
go ahead, Maze. Yes, Maze.
Well, if you take the boob tube and you watch it, you have to watch it with, I guess, some people can't take to watch TV. Sometimes you have to sit and watch TV to compare it to what you really know, what you've seen in life. And what you know is true and what's not. And if you got your child sitting there and somebody's feeding them something and you don't know the truth yourself, how can you teach them something that's different what you don't know yourself?
But why would you look at something that doesn't even make any sense?
Because this is the world that they're going to live in and do the things that they want to do. That's how we take it. I don't have anything against TV.
You're telling them to live in.
Can I finish
speaking? You're telling them to live in that world.
Because I was watching the...
I'm not agreeing with that. You're teaching them to live in that world because you
No. You're not understanding what I said. See,
okay.
I have a history book of my family, the things that they did. I even got a reel-to-reel that they did long, long years ago, maybe in the 40s, how they were teaching kids how to read.
Mm-hmm.
I even have that in my library. And I teach other people's children that reading program, and they think that reading, sight reading is reading. It's funny, it's reading. So once a child learns to do it that way, he'll never have any problem. But then they have a problem when they go through the school system because the school system don't want them to do that. They have no problem with spelling, they have no problem with reading, and they have no problem because they're not the see and say method. So that's what they go to school on. So let me finish.
No, I'm
so
just
with that, those things were given to me by an old school. Can I finish? They were given to me by an old school teacher.
Okay.
And I still have them, they just like they knew, because I keep them shining up and let the kids have a good time with, so they can see how they learned back in those days, even before I was born.
Okay,
they're not having problems, because you see some of them are doctors and some of them are lawyers and some of them are all kind of doing all kind of things in the real, but they still watch TV, but they knew the difference between TV and reality.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Maze and everyone, I'm sorry. Mr. Talk, you're down to 12 minutes.
Oh.
Yes,
oh.
I know. I know.
Oh, okay.
All right, so.
They don't even belong to me. They're other people's children.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I understand
And they've seen the world, and they've seen the doctor live.
I understand what you say that you do, okay?
Yeah.
If it works for you, that's fine, because you're adding something in there. What I am saying is about people that the television, the dummy tube, teach them and teach their kids. I see it. I see people just act like ignorant fools of stuff they see on TV. Because I observe them, and I say those are some dummies. And they are, because they mimic what they see on television. That's why they all screwed up. Why do you
think? You shouldn't get upset with the TV because it's on there.
Did I say I got upset? No.
Well,
you
calling it dummies and everything, because you can learn a lot by watching the TV.
But that's my prerogative to call it what I want to. If I want to kick the TV, I'll kick it. If I own it.
Oh yes, it's yours. But can I explain something to you that I was watching on TV last night?
I just said the same thing. That's my prerogative to call it a dumb tube. You can call it a television if you choose to. That's your prerogative. But I'm calling it a dummy tube.
All
right, hold on. Hold on.
Can I tell you something I watched on TV last night?
Okay, hold on for a minute,
okay.
Mace. You get your chance.
All right,
y'all. 9 minutes left in the show. We are going into overtime. So you're going to have to be on the phone lines to continue to hear. So call in 347-838-8622. Some tell me it's going to get good. So y'all need to get on the lines.
Really?
Thank you. All right, go ahead, Mace.
Well,
When they were talking about the Colorado gold, over there where they're doing all of the, I mean, the weed and all of this, why are these people making all this money? You know, they can't do it with, they have to use cash. They can't use credit cards and all this. I'm saying, I'm like, now you had one group of people went to jail for doing the same thing, selling weed, and then you got one group of people doing it freely and making big money. I said, but if that was a town with some Mexicans or Hispanics doing it, I say Hispanic, I don't call it Mexican, but Hispanics doing it, they would never let that happen. And I'm sitting here watching this on the TV. I'm sorry, what a strange world, how the world has came around in order to now the dealer won't be able to make money from the pusher anymore. So the dealer is out now in full force with what he's always been doing but never arrested for. And I said, so if you watch TV, you got to be able to comprehend what you're looking at. And a lot of people don't want to watch TV because they can't comprehend what they don't want to comprehend what they're looking at, and then they look at it as something bad. You learn a lot from watching the movie.
Who would want to comprehend something that's dumb?
What's dumb about it?
Let me talk, please. You had your say, okay? Because I see what you're doing. You're throwing it back, but I'm not trying to throw it back at you.
I'm not in competition with you.
People can comprehend what they want to. But in the end, the dummy tube is just like it has the same thing. It's just like crack. They pushing these TVs so you can look at that crack and get hooked on it, okay? So if you're hooked on your dummy tube, then you might as well be hooked on crack, because guess what? Anybody tell you, hey, crack is bad, the dummy tube is bad, guess what? You like the crack so bad in the dummy tube, no one can tell you anything because you're hooked.
Now, can I finish when you finish? But it's the crack. If you don't mess with crack, you don't have to worry about getting hooked on it.
If you can use your focus to see
what you're looking at and interpret what you're looking at and not have to let it become you, you're doing good. But if you let it become you and overassume you, you'll be afraid of it.
You don't have to become afraid of it. You become aware and just be like, you know what? I'm not a dummy anymore.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Antoinette.
All right. May, you said the movie that you watched last night, and it showed about the no longer with the cash exchange. But you know, you have to realize now we're coming into a cashless society where they want everything done with credit.
Antoinette, I said they can only take cash. That's all they're taking is cash. They don't want to take credit. Yeah, and they're illegalizing
this. I misunderstood you.
Yeah, but they're legalizing this in every state. They're making big, just like when the alcohol thing came along, where you have, like, the state stores. We don't even own any state stores or anything, but we go in there and we drink and do stuff. And so now they're coming along with the weed factories and stuff. Guess who's going to be sitting on the outside looking at? This is the new job. You say that... And grandmothers and grandfathers, all of them sitting around the table selling it and doing it, and it's a market now. They usually had to go to Mexico to get it done. But now they're marketing it right here in the U.S. Nobody has to go nowhere but to Colorado.
They have it in other states, too, that they're opening that stuff up.
Yeah.
So.
Doesn't matter. Who's going to go to a store when they can probably get it cheaper somewhere else? Because what's happening is the government has already started taxing it.
Here's a problem with that marijuana stuff. You know, you can buy it in that state. Once you cross the state line in a state that deems it illegal, you can go to jail for it. You know what I mean? So it's a catch 22, big time. Until you know the other states say, okay, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and legalize it. I just wanted to throw that fact in. You know, just
that's true, and a lot of kids go to Cancun. Are not going to be going for that store stuff anyway, because a lot of people over here already sell it. So why in the world would they want to go ahead and open a store and get taxed for it?
Because the one they got over here might be laced with something, and if you don't go to the factory and get it, you might get something laced, and you'll be crazy when you get finished. You might have more than weed. You might have it laced with who knows what.
Well, if it's already laced, then they already crazy, because that's what
I don't
I'm
do
saying.
Drugs, but I'm just saying the money market that's out there now in order. Like they were getting it, the money and paying cash for it. So now it's legal.
But they've been lacing it forever, so it's not going to really make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, really.
You know, you talking about the television, and I know you moved on from there, but I was trying to jump in, but I just couldn't get there. When I was working at General Motors, all the communiques and memos that they wrote to the engineering department was written at a ninth grade level, and the general population's information was written on a sixth grade level. That's the result of television and what that's doing to our psyche.
Praise the Lord.
And you
but
know what?
The
it's
television
not much better
doing
today.
Is the Internet system doing it too?
Is the Internet doing it too?
You know, Maze, when I say things like that, it's not to put anybody down.
No, I'm just asking a question. That's all I want
just
to know.
Gave you a
because this is about the same thing.
Excuse me.
I'll answer. You know what? No, it's not the same thing. You know why?
Yes,
because you have people out there who can think for themselves. And
no, can I tell you why it's the same? Can I tell you why it's the same? Because you can go find everything that you
hold on.
Call without putting a lie in it.
You can find the same thing. You can even go out and find stuff you don't even see on the TV, on the Internet. That's why they have lockboxes for some kids so they can't go in and see certain things they shouldn't be looking at. So that's why I asked that question.
They can do the same
that's
thing
why
on
I asked
the
that.
You said it can't. They cannot do the same thing, the exact same thing. Because if
they
can't
mess up the mind. Why you think
you
kids are committing suicide from people on the Internet?
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, y'all yelling at each other. Hold on, hold on.
Well, I'm not
here's the bottom. Here's the bottom line. This is the way I see it. You know, the Internet, television, all that is what it is, okay? It's a part of life. It's a part of society. Now, the question is, and N2K hit it earlier, is how many of you are actually sitting there with your child ensuring that they're watching something that is not going to feed them any illegitimate information? How many of you make sure when they go on the computer that they are in sites that are actually helping them? See, we good at saying what, but we have to take a step back and look at, as Michael Jackson say, look at the man in the mirror. You know, all this can be counteracted if the parents themselves were to get involved. But of course, we know in many cases, the parents just sit the child in front of TV and go on to do something else, and the child has the remote watching whatever they want to watch. So we have to be careful about, you know, what we say about these things, because you really have to, you really have to be involved with your child to make sure these things. Because remember, I know Dave, he sounds like he's around my age. Remember, when we was growing up, there was only one television in the house. And with the one television, everybody watched it. You know what I'm saying? So
I know.
You know, and you had questions. You had questions. Your parents would actually answer the question. So, you know, and I do believe we need to get back to that. You know, quit having all these multiple televisions all around the house. Well, you in this room, you in that room, and you don't know what's going on with your child. And that's all I'm going to say. And I'm going
to
bring Hold up. Let me bring Sister Ngoni in because she wanted to get in on this also. Go ahead, Sister Ngoni.
I just wanted to add that they've done studies on the effect of television watching, and they've said that so many hours a day, first of all, you go into an alpha state when you're watching television, so your subconscious mind is being impacted. They've even done studies to show the flicker rate on the television affects our brains. So it's not the same. The Internet is not the same. The Internet has to use discernment. Yes, there's a lot of junk on the Internet, but you have to use discernment. When you're sitting in front of a television, you can also use discernment if you choose to. Sometimes you can sit down and watch television from a perspective of looking to see what is reality and where they're showing you things that are, you know, not real or science fiction or whatever. It can be used for entertainment, and I think that it also can be used for education. But I think what Dave was talking about, and correct me if I'm wrong, is, Mr. Talk, you said the parents should get involved, and they should. But a lot of the parents sitting in front of the TV vegging out too.
Now, can I speak?
Is the reason why
I agree with that. Go ahead, Maze.
The reason why I say the television and the computer is the same. You can get Netflix on the on the computer. You can get, you can have a dating service on the television. You can meet total strangers on the computer that you don't know nothing about. You're on that computer, but it's dangerous. But you can't meet nobody on that boot tube. You can just sit there and watch it.
Someone
but it's come to the computer and it's dangerous.
Use the internet for research is not interested in Netflix.
Everybody
on
don't
the...
do it that way. The same
I'm
people
not,
are
I'm
watching
not...
the TV are doing the internet too.
Not comparing someone who just wants to entertain themselves in front of the TV. I'm talking about using the TV as a, I mean, the internet as a tool to educate yourself and to do deep research. Yes, you got to wade through a lot of junk, but it, the TV and the internet's not the same unless you're talking about it's the same for people who just want to be entertained. Then I agree.
Yes, it is.
I'm agreeing with you. If it's someone who just wants to be entertained, then it is. But if you're using the internet to educate yourself and to do research, it's not the same because you don't have the flicker light, and it doesn't put you in an alpha state. When you're sitting in front of the TV, it puts you in an alpha state.
Some people.
You're not seeing. You're just being downloaded.
True, true. And as far as she was saying that you can't do the same thing on the television as you can the internet, then I don't know what kind of television you may have, but guess what? They have Netflix and stuff like that and software and applications.
Didn't I said it's on the computer, but that's not on the TV.
But it's on the television, too. You buy a television called smart television, they have all
I'm not
that
talking about
a
smartphone. I'm not
like
talking about a smart television. I'm talking about the TV. If you just got a regular cable channel without all of that the smart TV, I'm saying the computer, the smart TV is the computer and a TV together. I know the difference
you
between
say them. That.
So
you
that's
say
what
that.
I'm saying. So if you're going to hate one, you should hate both of them because both of them are technology.
Look.
You just should
no,
be able to know the difference between what you're looking at and what's not. What's real and what's fake.
The other one is electronics. And as far as someone looking on the internet, as I said, people that think put a lot of information on the internet to where instead of you looking at the boot tube lies on the media and stuff, they actually have people just like Bob Talk Radio, Mr. Talk, okay? He's talking real. You know, I'm coming, I'm not going to look at the media. I'm listening to Mr. Talk because he's real.
I'm
you
saying
know?
That you get, it's more dangerous with the internet than it is the TV because you can't have nobody pick up your child talking to them looking at the TV. You can people connected to your child on the internet. You're not getting connected
to the
TV. I would
not allow my child
so that's
to get on
for the
internet
child
because
itself.
I would have a parent block on there. I would know exactly what my child is doing.
Okay, whatever. Everybody don't. For those that don't do it, they watch TV and they do both. So if they like the TV and they like the internet, that's good for them. But you shouldn't.
If
I mean,
like,
you going to like
if
it's the devil.
Hey,
both of them.
Like they like that brain being messed up by the TV.
Well,
wrong
with
brain.
You have a whole lot of people that's smart with watch TV and internet. They do business on the internet, all
like,
kinds of things.
Just like the co-host said,
and
they had sent some information to.
Well, I can.
The ninth grade.
I can determine the difference between the two. I'm gonna use my internet and I'm gonna watch TV too, and I can determine.
Well, you go right on ahead. That's what you like.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
You like.
Okay.
That's
and
all
you
right.
don't, and
all
that's good for you.
All right. All right.
I know
all
it's
right.
good for me.
All right. All right. Enough. Enough. All right.
Where's
look.
Mr. Talk, where's it gone?
Look, it's simple. I mean, you know, like I said before. Well, let me comment on what Sister Ngoni said also, you know, about the grade level. And it's not much above that now, the ninth grade level, as she was talking about. So, you know, it's a shame, but you think it would be easier now that they do have these electronic things where you can download books. But once again, you know, if the parent's not there, you know, and yes, some of the parents are there and still, you know, doing worse than the kids, especially when it comes to the boob tube, you know, things like that. As far as Netflix, now Netflix can actually be a useful tool because Netflix has plenty, a whole lot of documentaries on there where you and your child can sit and watch documentaries would help. You know, so it just depends on how you're using what you have. You know, if you're just going there and watching Housewives of Atlanta and Survivor and all that, then you're going to get out what you put in. You see, you understand what I'm saying? You know, you have the History Channel. And then, once again, it comes back to what N2K said also. You know, if you're not doing the research and vetting the information yourself, then, you know, it's on you what you believe in. Pretty much. You know, that's the bottom line.
Did you hear about that? It was a young man in Georgia that shot his sister because she changed the channel. Did you hear about that? That's on YouTube. He shot his sister because she changed the channel on the television.
You're having people,
the television, it affects your brain in many ways. Because it lowers your attention span. Because if you notice, you can be trying to do something else. Some people will stop doing their work. They'll stop doing this. They'll be trying to look at the TV because they have to catch that show. It lowers their attention span to what they need to do. It affects your brains in a lot of ways. And once you realize that, you'll understand it. You know, your brain fluctuates through a lot of stuff, speed, problem solving, everything. But if you're sitting down 4 hours a day, something like that, it lowers your attention span.
All right.
Anything that you do for 21 days in a row becomes a habit. It's no matter what it is, whatever you do for 21 days in a row becomes a habit. So if you watch, certain show, coming to Mr. Talk Show is a habit.
Habit, yes.
Now, and I love Mr. Talk Show, but I'm saying it's a habit.
It's not a television.
It doesn't matter. But, sir, do you understand? It doesn't matter what it is. Whatever you do for 21 days in a row is a habit.
Hold on, Dave. All right, go ahead, Antoinette.
It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you go outside and stand at the mailbox every day, same time, you just automatically do that even when you don't have to. It can be raining, hailing, and everything else. But your body is now programmed for 21 days. You programmed it to do this. So whatever you do for 21 days is a habit.
That is not a habit. We're talking about the effects that the Bluetooth brings. It's not a habit.
All right, sir. I'm not going to dispute you. Okay.
Thank you.
What other things can give you effect if you're not watching the Bluetooth?
No, I don't get upset.
Well,
I didn't say upset, that's an effect. What other things give you an effect besides the Bluetooth?
I don't look at TV. I don't look at anything.
Well.
So you can be affected by something else?
What's that?
You can be affected by something else?
Oh, yeah, we all can be affected by pollution. I could be affected by, stepping outside and seeing dumb people do dumb things. Of course.
Hold on, wait, because I see y'all about to go in the ring again.
We calm.
Check this out. Basically, I understand what Antoinette's saying. You can watch TV or you can do something, but if you're not doing it constantly, it really won't affect you. But after 21 days, if it's a habit, then you're more likely to be programmed or be more influenced by whatever you hooked on. I think that's what she was trying to get the point across. So everybody, if you don't like TV, fine. You don't like TV.
Yeah.
And if you don't like the internet, fine. But in all cases, though, what's maybe bad for some is not bad for all. This goes right back to the gay banning and all that good stuff. What's good for some is not good for all. So,
I agree with that. I wasn't, disputing what she was saying. We can be affected by a lot of different things. But maybe I'm focusing on what a lot of the younger generation are being influenced by that thing. They're being influenced by that, and until people wake up, we're going to have a bunch of problems. You can go and look and all the time. It's something about our kids going out here doing something, robbing someone, getting shot in Chicago, getting ran over by this. They're killing their kids. They're doing this. They're doing that. You have people doing that, and it's just crazy.
Well, you know what? And to be honest with you, most kids are, you know, most of them don't even bother to watch television anymore because they got smartphones, they little laptops, mm-hmm. you know, and things like that.
Games.
So now, how are they getting all these things? The parents are buying it for them. Why the parents are buying them for them? Because they don't spend the time with the kids. So, you know, I understand what you're saying, Dave, but my bottom line is it all falls back on the parents, basically. That's all I'm saying. You know, I may be wrong.
I agree with you on that. I can't dispute that. I agree with you.
You know, so that's
it. You got two parents, that's all.
Yeah. Well, you got to understand, too, you still having babies. You got babies having babies. So, you know, prime example is the one where the child was cussing on his, you know, got put on YouTube. You know, she was only, what, 16, 17 years old?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she got a two-year-old child. So, you know, it's a culture that has created this mess, you know, and it's not something that just happened overnight. You know, it has been building. You know, everybody wants to take what they call selfies. I mean, let's think of this. They have a whole language that they had to make an urban dictionary.
No,
you know, so.
Mr. Talk, I got to say this. It was funny you brought that up about the faces or something.
Uh huh.
What did you call that? Where people are taking their
selfies,
right?
Yeah.
You see how easy people can be influenced because you don't need to take a selfie because before that you were taking pictures of yourself and just sending it to people anyway. Now they're paying to take a picture of themselves and send it to someone.
That's a thing.
Gosh.
Hey, Mr.
You know.
Talk.
Yes, N2K.
Can I just make a quick comment?
Sure you can.
I appreciate it, what the brother was saying in regards to television and media. And I think we do ourselves a great disservice when we don't understand the importance of media. And this is where I was going when I was talking about education. Media equals medium equals middleman. So the job of the media is to act as, and I used this term before, a conduit between those who are dictating what's going on to those who are the receivers of what's going on, who are actually living it out. So television and movies are extremely important. And Plato talked about this in regards, when you go back to ancient Greece, okay, it was a requirement that people attend plays and theater because
mm-hmm.
Plato talked about how the entertainment industry is the culture creators. And it's not designed for older people. It's the easiest way to change a culture is through young people growing up. It's not for people like me. It's not for people like you. It's not for people like Maze. It's not for people who are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. It's for those who are 5, 10, 12, 15. It's to get them assimilated into either what is happening or what is going to happen. That's the target, like they say in economics, you have a target market. That's the target market for the media. Of course, they're going to design programs that appeal to older people. However,
mm-hmm.
that's not the emphasis. And mm. I was just to add to that, you remember when they came out with the Cartoon Network?
Yep.
24 hours a day, cartoons. Now, how many grown people you know going to watch cartoons 24 hours a day.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
No, that's not my point. That's not my point.
Okay.
That's not my point. My point is, okay, when I was a child, now I was born in 1960, you only got cartoons for like 2 hours after school. You got cartoons like between like 3:30 and about 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Right.
That was it. And then you got cartoons on Saturday from like 7 to about 12. That was it.
Right.
Now, when they came up with that Cartoon Network 24 hours a day, guess what that turned into? That turned into home daycare. That was your babysitter for your children,
right,
if that's what you decided to do.
That's true.
And that's why I say education, true education, starts at home. Now, do you want to be that parent that, you know, you got stuff to do, you know, you can prop your little child up in front of the TV for hours at a time because they're going to be captivated, and just let them go for it? Or are they going to be put on a schedule to where, you know, you let them get their little feet wet, but also they understand this is not a regular routine. You can't do this all day, every day, 7 days a week.
That was
the only point I was trying to make. That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. You made some very good points. 1960, man, you old.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. As time goes on, Mr. Talk, I'm doing. You remember the Superman movie where he starts flying around the world and it goes in retrograde motion? It starts going backwards.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
The older I get, the younger I get.
I hear you. Somebody say you Underground Railroad age.
Who said that? Oh, that's JC. He wrong for that.
All right.
JC, wrong.
All right, y'all, man. I'm telling you, it's 15 after, and you know about time to get up out of here because my sister Ebony Empress has her show on today, and we don't try to run into her. But, of course, before we get up out of here, we got to give y'all your last words, and we're going to start with Maze. Go for it, Maze.
Yes, Mr. Talk. The Bluetooth is not going to hurt you. The Internet's not going to hurt you. It depends on how you interpret what you're looking at and how you handle it. Because before the BoobTube, they had the VCR, so kids can sit. That's what can watch cartoons all day along with it. Because when people started watching soap operas back in the day, they didn't have no problem. They sit there all day long and watch two or three of them until they went off, and nothing was wrong with them. And some of them got to be 100, and some of them got to be 90, and they still walk around just fine. And that's all I got to say, and have a good day.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day also. All right. Let's see. Lisa, are you there? Lisa? In Coke Jam? I guess she's not. Okay. Let me go to the sweet and wonderful Antoinette.
Great show, Mr. Talk. I'm glad there was no technical issues today and you were able to be with us through the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful having you. It was like you were the guest.
Well, it did feel good being back, that's for sure.
Yes, well, we're happy to have you back.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. Those are your final words, though?
Those were my final words. Thank you.
All right. And once again, thank you for handling the chat room. You do an awesome job. Much love. All right. Let's see. Dave, you up. I know you say you're a little tired, and we appreciate you getting off the plane and coming right to the show. Can't beat that.
Okay, thank you. And I see you unmuted me. Had to quiet me down, huh?
Well, no. When it's time to give last words, I'll just mute everybody.
Okay, no problem. I'm just kidding. Okay. Yeah, back in the day, we did have the boob tube, okay, and people did live to be 190 years old. but they didn't have a bunch of ignorant stuff on there and violence like we do right now. So these days, the boob tube is very damaging. Back then, yes, people looked at shows, but they were around about 20 minutes long with the commercials included. So, of course, they lived that long because it wasn't that much violence, but it was a boob tube. It was just a tube then. Now it's a boob tube now.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, sir. And you're going to get you some rest now. Going to get you some rest.
Yes, sir. Thank you a lot. I appreciate you.
All right. All right. Let's see. N2K, you're up.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, for what part that I did catch, great topic. And the only thing that I would just like to add is that education is a lifelong endeavor. It is not something that can be facilitated by curriculum. It is not something that can be facilitated by a government or be standardized. So as long as what's going on between both ears is working for you, you gotta keep feeding it. It's like a flower. You plant the seeds, you water it, you nurture it, you take it in out the cold, you make sure it gets some sunshine, get some rain, be a part of the natural elements, and you'll be surprised at how much it grows. And that's all it's about.
All right. All righty, sir. Thank you much, and see you tomorrow. My co-host says subliminal messages. Yeah. We have that going on all the time. That's for sure. All right, y'all, man. It's been great being back without any technical issues. I'm telling you, whew, boy, I miss this. I know that sounds crazy, but I miss this. But thank you, everybody, for showing up today. And it's been fun. Man, there's nothing really I can't really say. You know, it's, you know, as I said before, it just rolls all back to the parents. You know, the parents has to step up, you know. If it's not the parents, the grandparents, you know, somebody. But then again, you know, we are at that mentality today where no one wants you to do anything with their child. And that just leads to destruction, you know, or from for our youth. But, you know, it's all good. We'll get together eventually. All right, y'all. Well, let's see. Tomorrow, don't forget, we got Freedom Friday on board. Basically, open conversation like we did today. Y'all know how I do. I started, and where we finish, I don't know. But it's going to be there. And, yeah, we're going to party in the beginning. So be ready to get your funk on and your disco and whatever else I decide to do. All right. Well, and don't forget my sister's show, Ebony Empress. She should be on the air now. And, yes, tomorrow. And, you know, we're going to be moving over there as soon as we end here for a little bit anyway. All right. So remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, but do it out of your heart. Don't do it just looking for something, anything in return. Forgive with open heart, but make sure you've forgiven yourself first before you can forgive anyone else. And learn to laugh at yourself. Learn to laugh at yourself. Because if you can't laugh at yourself, there's no way else you're going to be able to do anything else. You know, because laughing at yourself really takes a lot of stress off of you. It really does. Yeah, I know y'all wonder why I laugh all the time. Because I'm certifiably crazy anyway. But I laugh to have fun. I really do. All right. So Freedom Friday tomorrow, y'all. Make sure you be here for it. We're going to have us some fun. Yes, we are. We're going to party at the beginning, too. All right. So 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. You know, this has been Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and for my co-host, Sister Ngoni. Oh, wait a minute before we get out of here. Y'all want to send me any messages, any comments, send them to ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can go to the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Hey, drop me a couple of notes there. All right? Well, for me and my co-host, Sister Ngani, and my chat room coordinator, Antoinette. Y'all have a good one, man. We're going to go out of here with Let Me Clear My Throat. See ya.
At the count of three, I want everybody in the place to be to make some noise if you're down with me. 1, 2, 3. Hit me with the horn, Tony. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. Yeah. And some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha, I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out. Get stuck to the rhythm of the funk design, so I can get busy just one more time to the beat. And you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. Need a pipe and pick the pimp up, but who rapped the rhyme? And I can still rip up the house. Every goddamn time I get on the mic, I go crazy. Peace out to CeeLo, Flex, and Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know I'm the undisputed king of this disco. And I never let the mic magnetize me no more. Cause DJ Kool rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock around with the greatest of these, and swinging like a man on the fried Chinese. And if you don't like it, you grab on these. And now I need some help for the mic, so please. Yeah! Ha! So look at here. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat.